In today's speech, I will cover the aims and objectives of Imam Hussain alayhi salam in Karbala, and also the martyrdom of Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam. When Imam Hussain alayhi salam was preparing to leave on his longest journey, he wrote a legacy addressing his Muhammad bin Hufyan, in which he explained the aims and objectives of his uprising. He wrote thus, "And surely the aim of my stand is not inspired by vain exaltation and is not also for the cost of my kingdom. Neither it is to cause dissension and corruption, nor it is to wrong anybody unjustly. The purpose of my stand is the reformation of my grandfather's nation, and I intend to enjoin goodness and forbid evil. I want to emulate my grandfather, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Qasim ibn Hasan was the son of second Imam, Imam Hasan Ali, and the grandson of first Imam, Imam Ali. He was born on 7th of Shaban, 47th Hijra. On the night before the Battle of Karbala, Imam Hussain alayhi salam was passing by Amir Fawaz's tent. He heard Qasim saying to his mother, "Mother, tomorrow Uncle Abbas, Ali Akbar, and I will defend Uncle Hussain. Mother, if I get killed, please do not weep for me." Amir Farwa replied, "My son, although I dearly love you, I shall not weep for you. Nothing will make me prouder than to see my son give his life for Islam." When Hussain heard this conversation, he prayed to Allah to bless Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam and Amir Farwa. On the day of Ashura, Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam came to Hussain and begged for permission to go and fight. Twice Imam Hussain alayhi salam refused, saying, "Qasim, you are young and your mother's only son," which disappointed Qasim very much. He went to his mother, who just remembered that before Hazrat Imam Hussain alayhi salam had died, he had given a letter giving to Amir Farwa saying, "If you ever find Qasim in difficulty, give him this letter." She gave Qasim the letter which said, "My son Qasim, a day will come when my brother Imam Hussain alayhi salam will be facing an enemy army of tens of thousands. That will be the day when Islam will need to be saved by sacrifice. You must represent me on that day." Having read the letter, Qasim rushed to Hussain and gave him the letter. Hussain replied, "O my brother's son, how can I stop you from doing what your father wanted you to do?" Imam Hussain alayhi salam tied Hassan's turban on the head of Qasim and helped him mount his horse. Qasim said, "O my uncle, please do not be upset. I do not fear death. Death for Islam will be sweeter for me than honey." When Qasim came to the battlefield, the enemy remarked, "How can we kill someone whose face is shining like the moon?" In a loud and clear voice, Qasim introduced himself and cried out a challenge for a single combat. He killed several famous warriors who came forward. Every time he killed an enemy, Qasim would stand on his stirrups, look behind and wave to Abbas, and Abbas would probably wave back. When the enemy saw his bravery and realized they could not overpower him in single combat, they came from behind him and Amr ibn al-Azdi hit Qasim on the head with a sword. Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam tried to go on fighting, but since he was so young and so thirsty, he could not carry on fighting. After a while, he fell from his horse. He cried out to Hussain, "O uncle, please accept my last salam." Imam Hussain alayhi salam and Abbas rode out. The soldiers tried to stop them. When finally they came to where Qasim had fallen, they saw a dreadful sight. Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam's body had been trampled by the horses of the soldiers who had tried to stop Hussain. Imam Hussain alayhi salam was extremely angry and shaken by this. He immediately took out his sword and struck Amr ibn al-Azdi and caused him to fall on the ground. Imam Hussein broke her Umar ibn al-Azdi in half from the middle. It is reported that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took off his abba, spread it on the ground, and gathered the pieces from the ground.
Allah.
And took them back to the camp. So. May Allah bless the souls of all the Shahadani Karbala. Thank you for listening to my speech.
Allah.